Hi, welcome to Eat, Sleep, and Don't Die, your weekly dose of nightmares and monsters, otherwise known as paranormal activity and true crime stories. Join me today as we talk about Listener Stories, Episode 4. Welcome to Episode 26, which is also Listener Stories, Episode 4. If you're new to the podcast, this episode or anything titled Listener Stories is just stories that are submitted in by you guys, the listeners. So it can be your paranormal stories, your run-ins with some type of true crime. So it all depends. Whatever you guys submit, I kind of go through it. It's been about over a year since I did the last listeners episode, and I was doing them once a month, but I wasn't getting as many submissions as I would want to fill up the content of a whole episode. So I decided that I would just start stacking them up, and once I have a handful, then I'd do an episode. So I finally have about, I think it's 4 or 5 stories that I'm going to go through today from listeners that have submitted it over the past year. So I apologize if you submitted it sometime early in 2021 and you thought that I just wasn't telling your story. It's not that, it's just I didn't want just one or two stories for the listeners episode, because then that would give you like a 5-minute episode. It's not really worth any of our time to listen to a 5-minute episode. So I should have a little bit of content for you guys today to listen to. And I apologize that I might kind of space out for a moment. I've kind of got a foggy brain right now being on my IVF meds, but I'm going to try and power through this. Thankfully, these listener stories are written down, so I just have to read it off of the paper, so it shouldn't be too bad. But without any further babbling, let's get into these listener stories. I'm going to try and get all of these stories in one take without having to like stop it, start again, stop it, start again. So if I make a couple mistakes, I'm sorry. But to get the story started, I have a couple that are a little bit long and then a few that are a little shorter, sweet, and to the point. So we'll start with a story from Sasha. And she just put that she's from the UK. So I don't know where in the UK, but thanks for writing in, Sasha. She says, when I was a little girl, I would sit with my dolly, and then it says a small doll that her grandmother gave to her, and she would play with her tea set, and she would pour water from her mini teapot into the mini teacups. Then when she would leave the room to go refill the teapot, she'd come back and the tea that she poured for Dolly's cup would be gone. And then she says, we didn't have any animals and there was no spilled water. So there was no like animal that came in and drank the water from Dolly's teacup. And she said, as a kid, I figured Dolly drank it. But as an adult, I realized that Dolly couldn't have drank it because she's just a doll. And she says, I still have Dolly to this day, but because she was a precious gift from her grandmother, but I look at her a little funny now. And Sasha, I would definitely feel the same way. Like, if the water was disappearing, and I know there was no way for it to disappear from Dolly's cup, I'd probably look at Dolly a little funny. I probably would have gotten rid of Dolly by now, but I mean, it is what it is. I get that she was a gift from your grandmother. So that was our first story. Our second one is Robert from Ohio. And I was tempted not to put this story in because it does seem a little darker. But then I remembered this is a true crime and paranormal podcast, so we kind of live on the dark side. So this story is from Robert from Ohio, and he says, growing up, I had a close group of friends We were all born within about 4 months of each other, and there were about five of us. We were all super close and pretty inseparable as we grew into teenagers. Well, one day we all decided to head to the woods and try some occult shit that we found online one day. We thought it would be cool if it worked, and whatever if it didn't. Well, I won't go into much detail about the actual ritual, but pretty much we were supposed to summon a demon to help us with the ladies. Dumb teen boys, am I right? Well, fast forward 6 years, and three of us have been to the psych ward a few times for seeing things that aren't there or feeling things that aren't there. The other two battle with addiction. It's been pretty tragic, and I honestly believe that we summoned something truly evil in the woods that day. I have these vivid, chaotic, evil dreams at least three times a week. It drives me insane. But I am seeking counseling and help when I can. I just had to share that I believe this was all caused by that day in the woods trying to summon a demon for ladies to be attracted to us. And a couple of other guys of the other guys believe this too, that maybe the demon jumps between us. I don't know, man, it's just crazy for us. And that's all he said. I tried to get more information from him about like what demon they were trying to summon to help them, what the ritual consisted of, to see if I could help him find someone that might be able to help them if it is true that there was a demon, but he has not responded, and it's been a few months. So Robert from Ohio, if you're out there listening, I would like to help you if I can. I mean, I don't know a lot of like demonologists or anything, but if I can help you somehow with whoever I can reach with this podcast or any of the occult books that I have myself that might be able to help counteract what's going on with you and your friends, definitely reach out to my podcast email again. But I wanted to share that story either way, because it is a listener story. The next story is Alyssa from Winnipeg in Canada. And that's actually not that far from me. I think it's about a 6 hour drive or so. So this is probably one of the closest listeners that I've gotten a listener story from. So Alyssa says, after hearing your podcast, I've decided to write in with my story. I haven't told anyone, so I guess you and your listeners will be the first. When I was a little girl, I used to wish things would happen, and then shortly after, they would happen. Not major things, but like if I wished the light would shut off, a second later, it would shut off. Literally, the switch would flip. Things like that. And I always thought it was cool. My imaginary friend was helping me out. In middle school, I was being picked on by a bully, and she pushed me to the ground and then kicked mud in my face. As she walked away, I was crying, and I said I wish she would get hurt like how she hurts me. And the next day, she wasn't in school, and apparently what happened was on her way home, she fell down and somehow broke her leg. I realized then that my imaginary friend, who I had all these years helping me, was also responsible for this bully's injuries. When I got home, I sat down on my bed, and I asked my imaginary friend to reveal themselves. I wanted to see them. And I saw a little girl in a cute little blue dress. She was so pale, I couldn't even believe my eyes. I asked her to never hurt someone again. We didn't do those things. We weren't those kind of people. As I got older, I stopped seeing her as much, and I stopped feeling her presence. I thought I just outgrew her. As an adult, when I visit my parents' house, I'll sometimes feel a cool breeze brush up against my face, and I know it's her. I never knew her name until one day I decided to do some research, and I found out that her name was Elizabeth, and she was 8 years old. She had died in our house of some childhood fever or something like that. We had such a beautiful bond growing up, and I'm glad she was there to help me when I needed it. And I'm also glad that she listened when I said no hurting people. Also, just to add in, my middle school bully turned into my high school best friend, so things worked out in the end. So I am glad that things worked out for you, Alyssa, and I'm glad that you were able to put a name to your imaginary friend who was not imaginary after all. So The next story is a short story, and it comes from Cam from Washington, the state, not Washington, D.C. He made sure to put that it was Washington State. He says, I just have a quick story for you. My mother grew up in Canada, in Los Angeles to be exact. Which, he says to be exact, but if you know Los Angeles, it's not very exact. Los Angeles is pretty big. But he says, and she told me one time about how she remembers seeing Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, multiple times around her neighborhood. And I don't have much details, but she said that they even bumped shoulders once when she was out for a walk. I didn't know how she knew it was him for sure, or how she remembers seeing him multiple times, but it always creeps me out how close we can be to killers every day. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because I remember, I don't know if it was another podcast I listened to, or like a true crime TV show, but there was also someone on there that was like, you never know how many people you pass in a day that could potentially be murderers or serial killers or any other type of criminal, you know? And I thought that was pretty interesting that he kind of threw that in there too. And that his mom potentially was in the path of Richie Ramirez at some point. And the last story that I have for you guys today is from Sylvia, who's from Louisiana. And she says, as a kid, my mom always told us stories about ghosts and how we were gifted to feel and see them. I always thought that she was a little crazy, to be honest. No one else would talk about it much, but my mom, she told us as kids almost every day, don't ignore your gift, it's a blessing, and so on and so on. I didn't believe her. After all, I had reached my teen years without seeing so much as a maybe ghost encounter. And then it says, ha, until I turned 18, that was. I have no clue what clicked at 18, but then I saw ghosts everywhere. Like if they were everyday people, I would see them strolling the streets, sitting on park benches, and I even noticed a couple in my apartment. Oops, sorry. And then it says, it freaked me out. My mom had to give me a crash course on how to differentiate between the living and the dead. I was mortified. I had to navigate life while seeing things that weren't there and that others couldn't see. It was overwhelming at first. But now at 30, I feel as though I truly do have a gift. I've been able to help connect with ghosts and help them move on from this life. Help them seek the closure that they need. And I've even helped their living family members get over the death of their loved ones. It's been a blessing. I don't know why I feel compelled to tell you about this gift, but because you believe in the paranormal, I believe that you will believe in my story. So thanks for letting me tell it. So Sylvia, I definitely believe that you can see what you see, and I'm glad you're helping these ghosts and the living people move or get through their grief of their loved ones. I have not seen a ghost myself, so I can't empathize with that as much. But obviously I've heard things, I've seen things kind of move around and stuff. So I totally get how it would freak you out that one day you would just start seeing them everywhere and not be able to tell the difference between them and people. I believe we had a listener story a couple stories ago, so maybe like episode 2 or 1, I don't know, where there was a girl who saw like time period ghosts, like she would see ghosts from different time periods all at the same time. So that's kind of creepy. But yeah, so thank you all of you that turned in your stories over the past year. If I missed your story, it might just be in a backlog of emails. You are welcome to email it again, but I am still going through some emails. If you want your story to be read in a listener story, you can email the podcast at eat.sleep.anddontdie@gmail.com. But yeah, so thank you guys all for sending in your stories. Thank you all for joining me for episode 26, which is also Listeners Stories episode 4. I hope you guys enjoyed those quick little stories that you guys yourself have submitted in. I know I mentioned it while I was talking about the stories, but you can email your own personal true crime or paranormal stories to the podcast email, which is eat.sleep.anddontdie@gmail.com. Sorry, it's getting closer to my bedtime, so my words are kind of fumbling around. But thanks again for joining me this week. Next week we will have two full stories, one paranormal and one true crime, as usual. I am looking to add a guest spot for February. So if you're interested, you can send an email to me, and I will have like a little back and forth discussion with you on it, to see if you are a fit to co-host an episode with me. I am hoping to get like a guest on here at least like once every few months or more often if I have enough guests interested in being a co-host for an episode or two. Part of my 2022 goals was to get this podcast back up and running and back to regular weekly scheduled of getting episodes out. And part of that is also to add more than just me talking every episode. So hopefully I can do that. I do also plan to have my mom back on the podcast at some point. I have to talk to her about it though, because I have to coordinate a time where it works for both of us in different time zones to record at this at the same time. So we will see how that goes. I think that is all I have for you guys today. Check in with the Facebook group. It's ESDD Podcast Fan Group. I post in there sometimes. You can post your own stuff, memes, pictures, whatever you guys want, as long as it pertains to the podcast. And then you can follow the Instagram account. I'm not as active on there, but I do try to post like what the stories are each week. I think as the podcast is up and running and I have guests on the podcast and stuff, I'll be a little more active on Instagram. I'm just not very good at social media, to be honest. But yeah, so thanks for listening this week, and I hope you guys will join me next week. Have a great week and weekend.